The European Masters in Pescara in Italy are probably it take most attention. And this morning, of course, early, as you've been announced earlier on, McKay Byrne on that Irish team over 60 in her age category, getting the gold medal. She was finished fifth, a strong performance. Obviously, Niamh Sullivan from Kerry and Irene Clements from Clonus on board with her. So gold medals, gold team medals at European level and Masters for her. And obviously, Kay has the road race still to come. So it's next Thursday, so she's got a bit of time to recover now. So a big, big well done to her. Obviously, in addition to that, you've got Catherine McDivitt out there. She is in the 200 metres final, and she also has the 400 metres still to come in the days ahead. And Katrina Devine yesterday finished seventh in the 1500 metres, not really at herself, so she'll be disappointed with that. But look, that's life. If you don't, if you can't get out to the line and 100%, it's always going to be difficult. And obviously, she will refocus and come back, hopefully, for the international cross country now in a few weeks' time. So that's the story from Pescara. And then today, earlier on, we've only gone Masters Cross Country Championships. The weather earlier in the day for the Champions Cup, which was won by Finn Valley overall, and a good turnout and an early season meet. And obviously, an opportunity for so many young athletes from the Donegal clubs to get some competition in without any pressure before the Championship Athletics, Donegal Championships, and then Ulster and so on start in the weeks ahead. So that was the story early in the morning. And then we had Donegal Masters later in the day. And the team gold for the Rosses in the women's, both the over 35s and indeed the over 50s. So well done to them. And Leona Cook from Finn Valley winning the individual race, but a really, really strong performance from the Rosses taking those two categories. So well done to them. And they were impressive. They were impressive in both. And then in the men's, well, Jared Gallagher was the runaway winner of the men's from Finn Valley. And Finn Valley winning the team, and not without a battle, mind you, because Innes Shone were just 1 point off that gold medal position. So they obviously won the over 50, but they were really led by Parik McKinney. They were really in contention. It was head to head all the way between Innes Shone and Finn Valley there, and there was the Rosses and Cranford and so on as well. But that was the real battle between Innes Shone and Finn Valley. Exciting on the sidelines, and an individual, as I say, for Jared Gallagher, looked good. Hopefully, he will continue to improve and build on that. And he's done a Gaelic senior in a couple of weeks, so let's see how that goes for him. But Jared Gallagher, individual winner. Finn Valley, the team, won over 35 winners, and of course over 50 in the show. And the show have had a great season over 50, winning the Nationals Roads Championship over 50 at a number of varying distances. So you would expect that they were going to do the business today again. So that was our story today, and in a low-key meet early in the day for those young athletes. And again, Sally McMenamin collecting the Champions Cup on behalf of Finn Valley earlier in the day, and then the Masters went into action, and there was those battles ensued beyond that then. So a good day, early season, cross country, and well, it's been a busy week at Finn Valley because we had schools cross country, both primary and secondary. 1,100 athletes competed in that. So we're all set now. Donegal Championships beginning next Sunday, Cairndonagh, up at the Gaelic Field there, and we're up on the way after that.